Hi there. The word for you today is anointed to lead. In Exodus 34, we read these words. Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, they were afraid to come near him, but Moses called to them. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them, and he gave them all the commands that the Lord had given him. This is interesting. When the Israelites were in Moses' company, there was a look on his face that told them that he'd been in the very presence of the Lord. They could see it, they could sense it. The Bible refers to this as the anointing. 1 John 2:27 says, we have received an anointing from God, and as a result, we know all things. Simply put, the anointing is God equipping and empowering you to succeed in what He's called you to do. Anointed leadership is always characterized by four benchmarks. Here they are. Number one, calling. When people are around an anointed leader, they sense that God is truly gifted and assigned that person to fulfill a certain purpose. Number two, character. People see God's nature in an anointed leader, and as a result, they trust them. And number three, competence. An anointed leader has the ability to get the job done right, and the results validate his or her calling. And number four, conviction. Anointed leaders aren't wishy-washy. They have moral and spiritual backbone, and they're willing to stand up for what's right. These four qualities are benchmarks of God-called leadership. And you know what? When people see them at work in your life, they'll respect you, they'll cooperate with you, and they'll follow you.